you guys hear Obama as a gay guy? Obama biographer David Garrow gave a long and winding interview.
Oh, he's going to end up at the bottom of a lake soon.
This is from the letter. You see, I make love to men daily, but in the imagination.
It's a nice color palette.
What's a color palette?
A colored palette.
Color palette, yeah.
Is what that is? Like a palette what by a colored person?
What are you referring to?
You asked how the camera looked. I said it looks like it has a good color palette.
Oh, okay.
Let's start with this energy, dude. A food poison survivor.
You are?
Yeah, I got food poisoning this weekend.
That sucks, dude.
For my first time ever.
Food poisoning.
Who food poisoned you?
Is the worst.
I don't know, dude. Probably the J-O-O's.
Whoa. The Googies?
Probably some Googies, the Googies are coming.
I think Costco. I don't know. It's hard. A big misconception about food poisoning is that
it's hard to track it down, dude.
Yeah, they're like, oh, it's the last thing I ate. Like, you know, like, oh, I just ate your whatever. Like, I got food poisoning now. It's like, no, it takes 12 to 24 hours to get food poisoning.
Dumb bitch.
You dumbass. You're so freaking stupid.
Freaking.
All right, we're in the start. Let's not swear at the get-go.
Oh, you're right, dude.
Pretend like your daughter's here. Hey, she's right there.
Hey.
So it'd be cool.
Hey, right. You want to play with this gun?
Yeah, I think what Costco. I think it was Costco. The, you know, one night I didn't want to cook. We went to Costco to get a couple groceries. I got the little drumsticks that are in the, you know, the warmer next to the rotisserie chickens. The only reason I think that is because like hot held or warm held food is going to be a little bit more peligroso,
more risky.
Yeah,
a little more risky for the biscuit.
Was it in the afternoon?
It was the nighttime.
Oh yeah, so they've been sitting out all day, dude.
All day. You don't know if somebody took them.
Put them back.
A Mexican
usually. Yeah,
probably. Licked them.
Yeah.
Ate a little bit.
That's
a little
bit actually how you get food poisoning.
Here's a sample, Mija. It's like, this is the whole rotisserie chicken.
Yeah, they carried around the store and then they're like, actually, we don't need this. Put it back.
Exactly. Yeah.
Dude, my aunt got in trouble for that.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
I remember we were grocery shopping and she grabbed a bag of grapes and she was just eating all the grapes and then like threw the bag out at the end. And then, security, grabbed her, and they're, put her in, the little room and shit. Ooh, and she's like,
damn, the fuck room?
Yeah, the fuck room. The casting couch room.
I dated a girl that would always do that when we went to IKEA. She would get a roll of those cookies.
Oh, yeah.
And every time we
them Swedish cookies.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, how'd you know? Did you do that, too?
Yeah.
And she would shop and never pay for the cookies. Every single time we went to IKEA.
They never caught her?
That's theft.
That's white privilege.
She wasn't white.
You know, that's a very white trash thing to do. My parents got banned from Denny's for trying to do some fucking bullshit. My stepdad.
Dine and Dash?
My dad and my stepmom, rather.
What did they do?
I don't remember. They, tried to pull some bullshit, maybe. I think they tried to bring, Dine and Dash.
Mm-hmm.
Or they had brought a receipt of some kind.
Oh,
you know,
fraud.
I mean?
Yeah. They were doing fraud.
One or the other. They literally had to go to court for it, and then they weren't allowed back at Denny's.
What? Any Denny's?
Yeah, dude. They're banned from Denny's for life.
Holy shit, dude. That's why trash is out.
Who cares? Denny's sucks.
Denny's does suck.
Denny's is terrible. True.
I will say, though,
let's not glamorize any of these spots.
No. But I am biased.
Any of these poverty breakfast spots.
Yeah, these poverty breakfast spots that take EBT cards.
Denny's over IHOP, for sure.
I can't.
Probably. I would probably agree.
There's
with
reasons
you.
To say that, but I can't condone that. I can't go with you on that one.
Why not? Why would you go IHOP?
Because IHOP serves blueberry compote.
Wow.
That blueberry compote, dude.
Hell yeah. Dude,
your daughter
blueberry
right compote. There. Your daughter is right there.
Sorry,
baby.
Honey.
Go back to your room.
Pretend you're not listening.
Yeah. God, where's your mother?
Hey, Mom, why is there no blueberry compote?
Mom, I'm a blueberry compote. What? But yeah, blueberry compote is the best thing to put on your pancakes or your waffles.
I'm not the biggest fan of pancakes either.
Me
though.
Either. You have diabetes. You have skinny diabetes.
You have skinny man
you
diabetes.
Skinny beaties.
Skinny beaties.
Yeah, well, to be fair, I haven't had that in a long time.
Okay,
because
you can't afford it.
As a kid, yeah, exactly. I can't afford the IHOP, son.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you have to you have to go to Denny's.
Yeah, and Denny's also has more variety on the menu and
true
moons over Miami, dude.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah. If you want dinner, you get dinner, you know?
Yeah. I've had some very, very late night drunken Denny's experience.
You know,
who hasn't?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's pretty going to Denny's
basic thing to say.
Was my like go to coming down off of acid thing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because we'd be coming down like 3 a.m. and
we'll
like,
be coming around the mountain.
We'll be coming around the Denny's when we come.
We'll be around the compote.
I've never been to a Waffle House before.
I've never been to a Waffle House either. CJ? Actually, I did. I picked up
stripper,
a friend in high school that used to work at a Waffle House.
prostitute,
and that is
and
not,
line cook, yeah. Prostitute, line cook, dishwasher.
She was fucking hustling, dude.
Yeah. Damn, he.
Damn, you guys figured it out.
You figured it out.
Oh, I sure did.
I'm circumcised and uncertain, dude.
Always. That's that's the name of my next book.
Circumcised and uncertain. Oh yeah, dude. Is the here's one restaurant that I wish I could go to.
Oh yeah, this is a new restaurant.
What?
This looks sick. Trump is in the news for the wrong reason. This is a burger spot, dude.
This is a burger joint.
American
Biden,
the quicker picker upper.
This song gets me pumped.
Real American.
Oh, look, shit, dude. Trump stamp burgers.
Yeah, dude. Trump stamp.
That's
they got Trump stamp burgers, Texas. Bro.
I was trying to look up the menu earlier today, but I think because Trump's in the news so much right now that their website was down. Yeah. Because I want to look at what some of the menu items are out there. Yeah. And that's one place you won't get food poisoning from.
Indicted fries are good. Unless, there.
And if you do, it's because the Chinese brought it in for
you. Yeah, exactly.
Tampered with it.
You got the deep fried bat bites.
Yeah. The deep state came in.
The Dr. Ouchies.
Sprayed some E. coli.
COVID bat wings, dude.
No, but man, that food poisoning, like, I don't know, it was like 2 a.m. and I threw up.
Everywhere.
So much.
Really?
From 2 to like 6 a.m.
Oh, the worst.
And then a real porcelain.
That's a witch's hour
as well.
Dude.
Yeah.
It's a witch's hour. Oh. Witching hour.
It's a witching hour.
And then on top of that, like my one toilet in that my bedroom's like fucked up. So like we'll clean it and like literally immediately after there's like black mold inside of it.
Oh, fun.
So I'm throwing up into a black mold toilet. I'm just like dry heaving.
You need,
like,
you need to get out of there if you have black mold.
Throwing up into a black mold toilet. Black toilet. Yeah. And then like now literally I threw up so much that day and that next morning. And I couldn't keep anything down. Like, I couldn't drink or eat anything. I got 2 Pedialyte. I couldn't
when
drink
was
those.
This?
Friday night, so, like, Saturday or Sunday.
Anybody else get it? In the fam bam?
No.
No? So it was. I mean, that narrows it down, too, for food poisoning.
Yeah.
Did homegirl eat what you ate?
She had one, and then, but I'd mowed them down. I was like, So, yeah, it was terrible. I've never felt that before. And I was so just lethargic from just losing everything.
You feel fucking slow.
Never felt this way before.
He starts singing songs when he gets nervous.
Hey, Pedro.
Hey, Nick.
Who do you think you are?
Who do you think you are?
The newest edition. Hey, CJ.
What's up, y'all?
How are you? Did you get any blueberry compote today?
I'm just authentic.
I don't even know why I come here.
Hello, everybody. My name is Nick. It's a pleasure to be here.
And I'm Pedro. And
my name is Nick. It's a pleasure to be here. The Edisons are recording this week. If you follow us on the Edisons Music AZ on Instagram, we'll probably be posting a bunch of updates. You can watch us in the studio doing all kinds of stuff. It'll be fun to watch. So check that out. It's going to be a fucking... It's going to be cool. It's going to be a cool experience.
Shut up, dude.
Hell yeah, dude.
And I'm Pedro, and I am also grateful to be here. Thanks, dude. On to the next one. Who we got over here?
Come here.
Seriously, you guys just make fun of me, man.
What's up? I'm CJ. Follow me on Instagram at CJ Talks Funny for weird and wacky videos.
Ooh.
Man. I remember the good old days.
Speak to me.
You remember the good old days, Nick, when sex change was just a handful of coins you leave on some whore's dresser?
No.
Watching a lot of Norm Macdonald blue card compilations lately. Should go to bed, too.
That's fun.
Can I hit this? Dude.
Of course. Hit it as many times as you want. Food poisoning isn't contagious.
It really isn't, though.
And so I worked the whole weekend.
Dude, I remember I got, I don't know. It sucks. That no, totally blows. Oh, you didn't? No. You had to call out?
I had to.
Yeah,
I
no, tried, absolutely.
I literally tried to go to work, and then in the first 30 minutes, I vomited and I had diarrhea, and I'm like, I'm not doing this for 8 hours.
Puking at work is the worst.
It was, yeah. I usually do when I smell the Mexicans, but...
Pretty soon we're going to become this country.
That was the wrong button.
But she's not wrong.
Yeah, but she's not wrong. Yeah, she is not wrong, dude.
No, dude, I remember when I, after, like 2 days after I got my surgery, my appendicitis, I got food poisoning.
Damn.
And I was throwing up, like, with the fucking sutures and shit.
I can't even imagine.
Oh, it was so, the worst.
Yeah,
it was, like, the worst I've ever felt in my entire life. Like, I went, and then, like, the next day, I was like, because I woke up a little better. I was like, I think I'm going to try to go to work. And I was like an hour into work. And I was just like, you know what, dude? I'm going home. I feel like complete trash, yeah. Dude. You just feel so depleted. I did the same thing. I went and grabbed like those electrolyte drinks and shit.
Yeah.
And that doesn't help because you're puking them up later. like
immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You really can't keep anything down. But that sucked because I'd just gotten surgery. I was sore.
That was hurt
all
so
fucking
bad.
Bloated and shit.
Oh, I yeah. remember after I got my surgery, like even just coughing or anything hurt.
Yeah.
I told
yeah,
Kinsey before I left here, I was like, my rib cage, I feel like I broke a rib from throwing up so much. I'm like, I would have gotten a hernia now if I didn't get it 6 months ago.
Right.
Right.
It would have just popped through.
Yeah.
Break on through to the other side.
Pop goes the hernia, dude. That's what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Dang. That's what it's called when I get a bone.
Boners?
Yeah.
Plural? I thought he said bonus. I'm like, where are you working, doggy?
Boners with a Z. See, Tyler 7 was here for 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
That's hello. And
that's
goodbye.
Cool.
Well, he hung in there
at least
last
he's
time.
Here every week for about 5 seconds.
I think he hung in for a while last
yeah,
time.
He was here.
Hung longer than Jeffrey Epstein.
Water, water in that shot. What up, boy?
Hit that cymbal, dude. Booyaka, booyaka.
That's right, baby. Podcast time, boys. Quite a water.
Quite a water, dude.
Quite a water ding dong.
Hey. It's a nice little name for him.
It was a nice nickname. Start calling him that.
Quite a water ding dong.
Yeah, what's something else we could call him that'll make him stop watching?
Hey, CJ.
The only
Nostra dumbass. Shut up.
Fucking podcast, dude.
Yeah, quit being a Leonardo da Vinci, dude.
Quarter decent ding dong.
Play-Doh over here. Nostradamus was the best one.
Nostradamus was a good one, dude.
Topped it.
You guys are having your own conversation, dude. It's just me and Tyler getting hyped in the chat right now.
You and Tyler?
I'm sorry.
You're Cordawada, dude.
Ooh.
Oh.
You just called out the wrong girl's name in bed. Boing, 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 boing.
Have you ever done that?
No.
I don't really
but
call out names
I've
in bed.
I've forgotten names, though.
Really?
That's happened to me for sure.
Like mid-fuck, you're like, what's this bitch's name?
30 like hanging out, and I'm like, why can't, because I'm high as fuck, and I'm like, I cannot remember this fucking chick's name.
Yeah.
And it's like somebody I've known for a while and shit, and I'm just like, what the fuck, I think I'm
having
a stroke,
you go through your text
dude.
Messages, like, what's her name?
Who do I, legit, I've done that.
And then you're just like, who do you think you are?
Yeah. How do you spell your name? That's like the most obvious, like when you don't know somebody's name, you're like, how do you spell your name? It's fucking Nathan, dude. Like, it's Nathan. You know how to spell a fucking name.
Yeah. You know, it's true. You said you don't call out people's names in bed. I think that's more of a girl thing than a guy thing.
Yeah.
Because a guy, right?
It seems like it, but
I think
unless a gay guy was giving it to a guy, then the guy yeah. would just call, like, because.
Oh, Nathan.
Yeah, because it's more of the receiver that's saying the name.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Jerry Rice.
Exactly. Yeah. Jerry Rice to fucking Steve Young.
Jerry Rice.
Getting that Steve Young on. Hell
yeah, dude. Steve Bung.
Moving on.
Oh, my God, dude. All right, let's move on.
Call her Nick that in the
but
ass.
Yeah, it would be weird to like shout out a chick's name.
Yeah, exactly.
I always felt awkward about it. Even when chicks would say my name or.
No, it's hot.
Some other thing.
That
like
is
that.
Hot.
It made me feel cheap.
What would you rather
it
be called?
Felt corny.
You're a different person than you were 6 years ago. So at this point, you might
true.
Like it.
Yeah. It just felt corny.
Yeah. It
is corny.
That's the same thing with daddy, though. The nan, at some
yeah,
point,
same.
Maybe it was like with the person that was right when they called me daddy. I was like, oh, God be, damn, that's fucking hot, dude.
I'll be your daddy.
It makes me calm.
I'll be your daddy.
Makes me fucking.
I'll eat a Trump steak burger and eat you. Be your daddy.
It's the same reason I don't like to even choke chicks in bed.
Well, choke a chick.
Because you're like, as soon, like, even if, like, if she wants me to, I will. But, like, then I feel like the rest
well,
of the time.
Well, I hope so. If you'll do it if she wants you to, not if she doesn't want you to.
But I'm not, yeah. I can't do it if she wants me to.
I have to want it. Yeah.
That's the thing, is I'm not even with that.
For me, not you.
Because as soon as you start choking her, then I feel like the rest of the time we're both thinking about her dad.
Mm. I don't know if that's how they take it.
That made my dick soft, dude.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
You just stole my orgasm.
Mm-hmm. You ruined mine.
Hell yeah, dude. It's called coitus interruptus.
Damn. He's casting a spell on me now.
Coitus interruptus.
I put a spell on you.
And now you can't come.
And now you're soft.
Your dad put his hands on you. Yeah, it is weird to triangulate everything like that back to like childhood trauma, though. You know?
Yeah,
it always is strange.
Everything.
Yeah, it's like, why do you like this? You're a bad person.
Yeah,
and that makes me calm.
Well, no, I remember like the first time hearing like you are talking like big tits is because the motherness of it, or because like as a kid like feeling that nurture. So it's like there's nothing sexual about it at all. Like we're just,
tits.
I was breastfed off of A-cups, dude.
I don't know, dude.
That's why you don't care about
tits. That's why I'm an ass guy.
Tits are highly sexual.
And your mom has a nice ass.
No, she does not.
Oh, your dad does.
Yeah,
he's got that fucking caboose.
I like how Pedro's all, my mom does not have a nice ass, dude.
No, because it's like an on-running.
I've judged it thoroughly.
It's an on-running joke in our family.
In my head,
my mom
dude.
Got fucking dropped on her ass on a flat surface. Mm. And she was
across the board.
Across the border.
Yeah,
the
border.
That's what it was.
She
dude.
Fell off the truck across the border.
Her papa threw her boing, over. Boing.
Chopped her way all the way to Phoenix, Arizona. Yeah.
Without a medicine ball, dude. Yeah. He used up her ass on her way to get here, dude.
Dude, but she was thick before
flat
that.
I think, the back
so.
Side,
I think
dude.
So, dude. I didn't know her, so.
Yeah.
She might have been a thickie.
Oh,
when,
yeah.
Where do you think you got that thing, dude?
Or his dad. We just
my
went
dad,
over that.
Yeah.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, yeah. His dad's got a real lawnmower on him.
It's fucking a Honda F500, dude.
It's one of those sit-down lawnmowers.
Yeah. Potawata said you were breastfed till you were 4. More like 14, dog. You nasty, bitch.
I would say, dude, if you get breastfed till you're 14, like respect to that mom, because that's dedication.
Yeah,
to the
that's
game.
Dedication.
Nothing that's dedication weird. To the game. 14 years of breastfeeding.
Yeah. I mean,
I only did 2.
My daughter was.
I gave up after 2 years. I said, or 2 weeks.
You stopped breastfeeding your daughter.
I stopped
after
breastfeeding
2 weeks.
My week. That's what I'm saying. She would bite my hair. She grabs my hair. So
oh, she pulls
hard,
them
so hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, it hurts.
Yeah. I wouldn't know. I don't have chest hairs. I have like 7, and they all have names.
No, for a woman, sorry, 14 years old. Yeah. 14 years old, dude. What's up, mom?
You're being exclusionary to the trans guy.
Well, dude, I would get home from school usually and I'd be like, mom, I'm kind of hungry. She's like, I'm making dinner. I was like, no, but like, I'm kind of hungry. And
mama.
And like, she's like, okay, here's a snack. And so
you're like,
yeah. You're stupid.
You're stupid.
Give
do
me
not
that
understand.
That's I like, want to suck on your titty, mama.
Yeah.
That's like the point of like
that was freshman year.
A breastfeeding mama, like squirting tit milk on me. It's like funny for a while. Then like, after they do it for like, you know, months, years, yeah. You're like, all right, stop squirting with your tit milk.
I'm
like, please stop.
Fucking stop.
Like, how old is my baby? 7 months old? Stop squirting with your tit milk.
See, now that'll make me come.
Jeez, Louise. Yeah. Got different outlooks in life. We're all a little different, huh?
Yeah.
Dude, some of us a little more than others.
Man, fair enough, man. You do you.
True, dude.
I was talking about Pedro.
Stick this in your ass for me real quick. Later.
You can't hit it.
I can't?
No, because he didn't stick it up his ass. That's the only way you can hit that.
Ooh, a little chocolate flavor.
A little chocolatey chocolate
flavor,
dude.
Yeah.
Chocolate triple berry.
Triple berry chocolate.
Damn, dude. That sounds like my fucking dream last night.
Yeah?
Triple team by some chocolate.
Triple berry crunch berries.
I lost my Mary.
I had a dream I bought another house. I was like, that would be fucking dope. And then rented out this one.
I had a dream Nick got mad at us about the podcast and was like, we got to double down on this shit.
I should have, dude.
I was stoked.
I internally think about that all the time.
Yeah.
Those are your thoughts, CJ.
I know. I was like, let's fucking go, motherfucker.
Yeah, dude. I'm holding you guys back.
Oh, God.
I know nobody wanted to say it, but I'm holding you guys back. You should do away with me.
We can't, dude. Why? Where would we podcast? We're in your house right now.
I know, that's true.
Can you rent out your space?
Yeah, I'll rent out
the space. We can't make racist jokes if we don't have a minority.
Exactly. It becomes a Klan meeting so quickly.
Yeah, dude, two bald guys.
Bald white one's guys. Got a Nazi owl tattoo on him.
Whatever, man. Back off.
Back off!
It's Step Off, man.
It is Step Off. My bad.
It's all right.
That movie used to be on repeat, like, throughout my... For, like, three straight years.
That's a good one. School of Rock, dude.
It is a solid movie. Solid flick.
Can you get Trump's menu up on that restaurant, though? Because I'm curious to see a couple of these little dime pieces on this, if it's possible.
Yeah, dude. Them indicted
Trump
fries.
Trump burger. I could go for a burger right now. There's nothing better. I love a good burger. I really
a good
do.
Old You're Fired stew, dude. There's probably a good old You're Fired stew.
Ooh.
In that.
Little Trump Tower action.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Is there a Clinton burger or something like that, you think?
Yeah, yeah.
Here on Epstein's Island. Yeah.
What's his wife's name?
What is it? Melania?
What is it? Melania.
Melania. Yeah.
Real cold fox.
Melania salad.
That Melania chicken breast, dude.
Mm. Oh, yeah, you know this.
You get two pieces.
Have you seen her nudes?
What?
Pretty good.
Pull them out.
She has nudes?
Yeah.
Pull
Wait,
them
didn't she
out.
Do, did she do Playboy or something?
Something like that.
Well, what is
it? Was
it?
Penthouse.
Was it Penthouse?
It was a dirtier one.
Is Penthouse dirtier than Playboy?
Yeah, she's a dirty little Russian lady. Or where's she from?
Russia.
Ukraine.
Yeah. Damn, that's why Putin's mad, dude. That's why Putin's mad.
What? Oh, Putin?
Yeah.
I heard Petum's. That's why Petum's mad.
Yeah,
dog.
You know? Petum's.
Talking about yourself.
Vladimir Petum's, dude.
He's gone over.
Yeah, that's why he's fucking conquering the Ukraine.
So the Trump
Did
burger.
Did they lose?
Huh? They've always been losing. They lost when we got involved with them.
The Russians did.
Oh, no, I was talking about Ukraine.
Ukraine lost, never even had a chance. We just spent $20 billion to be like the good guys.
I think it was more than 20.
Probably was.
Oh, wait, Quarter Water, you got a joke, or did we pass by something? Oh, and he also said Lenny's Burger. Fuck yeah, dude. Lenny's Burger's what's up. So the Trump Burger menu.
Ooh, you found it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Spit it.
It's actually not that, and it's not as exciting. You would think with all the nicknames and shit he's got, you'd have like the fucking Twitch McConnell burger
and
shit.
That'd
be sick, yeah.
So the Trump burger, the Trump Tower.
Oh, you said that one.
True.
And then it's like mushroom Swiss burger, Bellevue.
What the
Zinger
hell?
Burger. Yeah, there's nothing good, brother.
Oh.
They do have the First Lady chicken sandwich, though. You nailed that one, dude. The Melania chicken
what's
breast.
What's on that, baby?
Special. It's all blurry. I don't know. I can't read the. All
right.
Outstanding. Make it up. Come on, mayo,
blueberry
mustard,
compote.
Lettuce.
Blueberry compote. Pancakes. I don't know food.
Breast milk.
Breast milk.
Oh, there we go. Grilled chicken over golden waffle served with Belleville fries.
Oh, damn. It's the Trump's take on waffles and chicken.
Hell yeah, dude. He literally is the blackest president, dude.
That is the black president, yeah.
He's going to be the first president with a mug shot.
Should have named it the Big Mike sandwich.
He's got the chicken and waffle burger and
he's
shit. Yeah, dude, the Big Mike. That's their hot dog. Yeah. It comes fully dressed.
That Big Mike brat, dude. Because you know she got a thickie, dude. Because
that's what Big Mike brought.
Nice. Well, that's a cool restaurant, dude.
Yeah.
I'd like to visit it.
It'd be fun. It's become a tourist attraction.
Is it? Do they allow colored people in there?
Of course. Pretty clever.
If it's smart in Texas?
Yeah. Like open up a Trump-themed anything right now?
It kind of is. I know. Yeah. Just like it'll get enough attention, good or bad, that press is going
to
be press.
Yeah. It's also a good way to invite being firebombed, but.
Could also be true.
A Trump amusement park?
Time will tell.
Or protested.
Yeah. Trump amusement park would be funny.
Yeah,
Epstein I can see some of the rides now. Yeah. Like when you walk in, you're walking through his mouth and shit.
Yeah, dude, nice. Cool. Or the drop from the roller coaster is into his mouth.
Or Ooh. Yeah, it's like his tongue.
Yeah. The mini golf there would be fun.
Then
too.
They have one of those little gun games where you shoot the clown's teeth out. It's like Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, dude.
You're knocking Hillary Clinton's teeth out.
The Kyle Rittenhouse game.
Oh, dude, it's a simulation.
Yeah,
he's actually there. He's always there. He's there full time. He's like one of the mascots walking around. He just walks around with his.
He performs AR. in the auditorium.
Yeah.
The reenactment.
It's just a reenactment. Yeah. And here's where the pedophile hit me with the skateboard.
Oh, that's hilarious. A reenactment of one of those.
So what do you do?
It's
well,
like a Kyle Rittenhouse play.
Yeah. Once a year, me and my friends get together and we do reenactments.
Well, even just like how the Confederates do it, like, you know, the South and stuff. It's so funny.
What would the Kyle Rittenhouse play be called?
behind enemy lines. Listening in, in like a different state.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
True.
Crossing the line.
Trucks to the dome. Didn't he take some trucks to the dome, dude? Somebody hit him with a skateboard,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he did, yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah. But that's too gangster for Rittenhouse.
That is,
dude.
That is a little gangster for Rittenhouse. My bead. My bead.
Like 2A, too furious. anyways.
AR, yeah. She's 15. I don't know. Yeah. I'm just spitting now, dude. Spit bars, boy. Spit bars.
Do you spit bars?
No, I don't. Let's hear them. No, I do not spit
CJ,
bars.
CJ, beat, please.
I can't spit bars right now, dude. Chilling in my house with my homies by my side. We be cruising down this podcast. We be taking this nice drive. We chilling, drinking margaritas and simply spiked peach. Smoking on that good motherfucking endo weed. Got a Russian doll right there on my table. Oh my goodness, I don't think CJ's able. That's it.
I'm disabled.
Since CJ has Down syndrome.
Yeah, sorry, my bad.
You got him.
That was a good one, though. Yeah. I feel like that was a good one. It wasn't Lil Stumbles, though. Lil Stumbles has a little twang in his voice, you know?
Cerebral palsy James.
Is there a stepdad called you? Before he choked you and the trauma began?
Yeah, I started beatboxing after I got beat.
It was like a setting. Just
yeah. I got beat and put into a box, and then I was like, just came.
Man, what are we doing here, guys?
What are we doing? Got any topics this week, CJ?
Mm-hmm.
Any way you can save us?
Save us from what, dude? We're chilling, dude.
Save me from myself.
That's actually a song we're recording this weekend. How'd you know?
Save me from myself.
We're just.
I hate my stepdad.
Did you guys hear Obama's a gay guy?
What's the proof?
Dun, dun. He's a straight up gay guy, dude. He talked about how he's a gay guy.
No, he didn't.
With his ex-woman, some letter came out that he wrote.
Whoa.
Can we read it?
It said Obama's a gay guy. Former President Barack Obama. Former President Barack Obama wrote of his own. This from the New York Post. Former President Barack Obama wrote of his own androgynous mind.
Loser president.
And making love to men daily.
Whoa.
But in the imagination.
Ooh!
Which is almost gayer.
Yeah, it is way gayer.
Yeah, way gayer to imagine you're having sex with your coworker
than it's to actually have gay sex. according to the redacted portion of a now notorious 1982 letter obtained by the Post, the more than 40-year-old letter to an ex-girlfriend recently surfaced after Obama biographer David Garrow gave a long and winding interview.
Oh, he's going to end up at the bottom of a lake soon.
Don't go paddleboarding.
Don't go paddleboarding. Stay away from large bodies of water.
Don't go paddleboarding.
Do not take that invitation to stay at his place.
In regard to homosexuality... I must say that I believe this is from the letter.
This is from OB himself?
From Barack Hussein Obama. In regard to homosexuality, I must say that I believe... Oh, sorry. In regard to homosexuality, I must say that I believe this is an attempt to remove oneself from the present. A refusal, perhaps, to perpetuate the endless farce of earthly life. You see, I make love to men daily. But in the imagination.
Mm. With a drone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I caress their buildings real nice. That's crazy,
mostly
dude.
Mostly journalists. My mind is androgynous to a great extent. And I hope I'm starting to slip into like Bill Clinton or something. My mind is androgynous to a great extent.
He wishes.
And I hope to make it more so until I can think in terms of people. Not women as opposed to men.
Mm. Whoa.
Damn, he's progressive in 1984.
Hell yeah, dude.
This is 1984? Mm-hmm. Oh, damn. That was 4 years before I was born. Obama's already having gay thoughts for us. And then I was born also.
Gay sex with men in his imagination, damn. Quote unquote.
That's why you're gay.
He pulled me out.
He pulled you out of the closet.
Quarter Water, you can only do blackface if you're gay. Those are the rules.
Them's the rules.
He wants to do an Obama impersonation.
He should.
If you do, we will.
Film it, send it in, and we will play it. Yeah. Guy,
100%.
100%.
If you want to read the whole letter, as Barack Obama.
Or any speech. Just do blackface and do anything you want. We will play it.
Read what to the slave is the 4th of July.
Hey, that's enough.
In blackface. My mind is androgynous to a great extent.
Hey, Pedro, please, your dogs are ruining our blackface bit.
Yeah, dude. Our gay Obama bit.
Yeah, our gay Obama bit's bombing right now because your dog and your wife just walked in. We're trying to make blackface jokes right now.
I know, I'm sorry, dude.
But I told you 7:30.
Unlike somebody in blackface, early.
She's early, yeah.
So, yeah, that was the letter. Obama's a gay guy.
Well, my dad told me that a long time ago. Yeah. So
my dad told me that in 1990. I was 2 years old.
My dad looked at Obama and said, well, he's a, you know.
Yeah, he knew.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Lending credence to Big Mike theory, dude.
He's a blowfish. Yeah. Ooh, Big Mike theory. I like that.
The Big Mike theory on PBS or TBS, whatever that is.
Sorry, guys. So happens when you have three dogs.
Yep. Should probably get rid of one.
Rue, knock it off. Hi.
Why is your wife in blackface?
I don't know. Oh, just a typical
Tuesday. She just got back from Target.
Typical Tuesday.
Oh, typical. Yeah, it's good. Brown Shade Wednesday.
Yeah, Brown Shade Wednesday.
Yellow Face Thursday.
That's a fun one.
Red Skin Friday. Mm-hmm. That gets wild at Chili's.
Oh, yeah. And Saturdays and Sundays, we take the days off.
Depends. It's a freebie. Yeah.
Saturdays and Sundays are for the whites.
Yeah. Whites only. Because we know the colored people are working on the weekends.
¿Quién crees que
eres? I don't think you can say colored people anymore, dude.
Ethnic people.
Okay.
I mean, any ethnicity.
You can say brothers,
besides,
maybe.
Besides, well, I didn't just mean black people. I mean anybody. Anybody
like
that's not white
hair
is work. Yeah, anybody that's not white is working on the weekend.
True, huh?
Facts or no?
Facts.
Cap or no cap?
No fap.
Fap or
no fap.
No
fap.
And no fap. You can go to hell, yeah. What am I calling people out? Next topic.
So Obama's gay. We already knew this.
Yes. Real bombshell, dude. Real drone strike on a wedding.
Did you guys hear that the guy who inspired the movie The Blind Side, the football player who got taken in by the Alabama State?
Wait, yes. Let me guess. He got diabetes.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Wait, hold on. Was he late to practice?
Wait.
He's retired?
He's dead. He got the COVID vaccine.
Holy shit, he's retarded. Oh, what a poor guy.
¿Quién crees que eres?
It's Rudy in real life.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's a...
Radio, my bad.
Did we get it?
That's it. Moving on. Next one.
Wait, no, what about him, dude?
Wait,
the people that own Taco Bell adopted him, huh?
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, really? They own Taco Bell.
Damn, so first they bought a Hispanic. Then they
first they bought five Hispanics, made them work at the restaurant, and then they bought a black guy.
I respect the hell out of that. They're like, we bought the Hispanics. They're running the restaurants. We're buying a black. He's running the sports.
He's running sports.
They didn't own Taco Bell. They were franchisees of 115 different Taco Bells.
Wow.
That's pretty much owning a Taco Bell. Damn. 115 Taco Bells is
so this is
considered
the first Mexican or black they owned. That's a lot of franchises.
That's
115.
Yeah, dude, they were loaded.
And it turns out they were looking at defensive lineman or whatever he played, Michael Orr, as a franchise himself.
Ooh,
they wanted to market him, dude.
He wasn't really adopted.
What?
Turns out they.
What? I don't know. Wait, also, I don't know this. Can you give me a quick little.
So, in the story, Sandra Bullock. Is like the.
Well,
mom.
I don't care about the movie.
Sandra
tell me what
Bullock
the,
plays lying cunt Leanne Tui.
Yeah, what's the real story of, you know, that movie's portraying? Like, what's the short?
Give me a synapse.
Give me a synapse. Well, this
is, so these wealthy white people.
Wealthy whites.
Take
all
in,
about that.
WW.
Take in a troubled black youth.
Uh-huh.
He's the son of family of 12.
Typical.
His dad is gone or dead or something.
In jail.
And his mother is a drug addict.
typical.
So he sleeps on. So he sleeps on friends' couches and stuff like that for his whole life. And these people take him in and.
Does he fall asleep on the couch because of his low blood sugar?
¿Quién crees que eres?
And they adopt him. And then he becomes like a. He's like a giant black guy, so he's like a very good football player.
Yeah.
Which isn't a stereotype. But
no, not at all. Yeah.
And then they like draft him for Alabama State, and he goes to the Ravens, and so he's like this. It's like this big.
Did he play football for a while? Is he still playing?
No, he's retired
for a while. Yeah.
Oh, so he did play for a while though.
Yeah, he did play.
He played for the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore. Randy Moss. Shout out,
Randy.
Tune in. We'd love to have you on.
Yeah, call in actually, Randy.
Yeah. Hell yeah, Black Mold.
So they never. Okay, so the movie portrayed that he was adopted, and he was never adopted?
That was the story, and then it turns out he wasn't adopted. A lawyer going through...
He was bought, his purchase.
Their stuff.
Holy
shit,
dude.
They basically just did a conservatorship on it.
You're telling me you need to own 115 Taco Bells to be able to buy a black person?
That's it. Dude, that's all it takes.
Throw open some Filibertos. How many Filibertos is that?
New podcast goal.
Yeah, what's that?
30.
Yeah, what's that exchange rate?
What's the exchange rate?
How many Julio Bertos is that?
Yeah, dude, come on. Yo, that's wild. So what's the, where is it at now? Like,
well, so it was a conservatorship like Britney was under. So they just had all rights. They had like power of attorney over him and everything.
Damn. No smart.
Well played.
He didn't read the paperwork.
Slave owners.
The fine
did
print.
Miss that? He didn't read the paperwork.
Hello?
Is anybody in here?
Okay, never mind. I thought it was funny. I'll laugh again. I'll laugh at it later.
Say it again and we'll all laugh too to make you feel better.
No, it's fine, man. It's fine.
Oh, man, that's intense.
That one's just for me.
So then when he. How long was the conservatorship for?
I mean, I think it's still good. They've got to work it out because it just
and
got
how
discovered.
Did, yeah, how did this get? The lawyer was going through paperwork.
Yeah, because
whose lawyer? His lawyer.
His lawyer. He had apparently asked them for like a $15 million settlement to not go public with claims that they swindled him. Because apparently the whole family got royalties, but he didn't.
Damn.
Holy
something
shit.
Like that from the movie, and the movie was like a huge hit.
Sandra Bullock's dude.
Yeah, dude.
Sitting bullshit, dude.
She's a lying bitch, dude.
That sucks.
Yeah.
She never had sex with that guy.
Sandra Bullock apparently is getting a bunch of hate, too.
Is she? It's not her fault.
For the movie?
It's kind of her fault.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Why well, not? She doesn't know about the story. She doesn't know that it was a conservatorship, right?
Yeah, that movie came out, what, like 7 years, 8 years ago?
Yeah, but, you know, if you're a representative for the company, dog, that's what it is.
Yeah, if you get, an opportunity.
If you're an agent.
If you're going to be in a movie with Kenan Thompson, it's like, take it.
You're on a show with Bill Cosby. I mean,
wasn't Kenan Thompson.
Okay, well.
It wasn't Bill Cosby either, but that's cool.
Whatever, man. Tomato
with a Rick Ross. I'm running out.
You're in a show with Denzel Washington. It's, you know.
You can't say no to a flick.
Samuel
Denzel
Jackson.
Washington, who are we talking to, dude? I'm running
Tyrese
out of
is in the movie. I'm going in the movie.
Shit.
So it was the Asians' fault then?
Yeah, it was LL Cool J.
No, it was the Jewish people's fault once again because they wrote all this paperwork out to trick them.
Damn, they tricked everybody.
They pulled one on everybody.
They're behind everything.
Goddamn Googies, dude.
The Googies are at it again. What do you know?
I'm in danger.
They're too smart for us.
They are.
They're too good for their own good.
They're the Anunnakis, dude.
The Anunnaki choose.
Anunnakis. Yeah. All right.
Go on back.
That was a sad duck.
Who just snorted?
I don't know.
He did.
Was it? You snorted?
Yeah, not sure.
Are you high again?
Maybe.
He is high. He hasn't smoked or drank in like a couple of months, and now he's...
Yeah, right. That's why he has a cop haircut.
Back on the wagon, dude.
I'm undercover, dude.
Yeah, well, that sucks for that guy. That's
undercover gay.
That is fucked up, though.
Yeah.
You can't have access to any of your money or hard work. Or any, like, literally just people took advantage of you.
For sure.
That's fucking cruel what the family did, dude.
Yeah, who's the family?
But don't they deserve it? He would have been on the streets without them.
True. I like where
you're
going.
All right, I'm on the white people's side
now. I like where you're going.
You're beginning to turn my mind around.
Opportunity.
Okay, I'm listening.
Keep justifying. Keep justifying.
And he had free access to every 115 Taco Bells. Yeah, dude. Because he was built like it. You fat piece of shit, dude.
¿Quién crees que
eres? That was aggressive. Huh? That was fat
shit. That was a little aggressive, dude. Because you're not too far yourself, so.
I'm getting there. I'm getting to line man. I'm getting to lineman strength.
Not backer yet? You're not a backer yet?
Offensive line.
I see.
Not D-back.
Offensive lines are the only lines on this podcast. Oh. Ooh,
nice one.
Interesting. That was an interesting choice you did there.
Artistic freedom. Sometimes. So, you know, we gave him that when he first got on the pod. So we got
autistic freedom.
We gave the little boy the ball and we let him run with it. Mm-hmm. But we took all the goddamn money.
That little boy took my candy. I couldn't even do nothing to him.
It is also fun. Sweet. Sorry, I walked all over you. No, call me Pedro, dude. It's fucked up to make Pedro the movie and tell like, and also put it out like, oh yeah, we adopted him.
Yeah.
So it's fucked up. Like,
it's total white savior flick too.
Exactly.
It's hardcore white savior flick. It was right before they got in right under the cutoff.
Dude, I know a lot of people that came to that movie.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Dude, there's a scene where Sandra Bullock's sitting there with her little cross and
I
shit.
Know the scene.
And she's shaking her head and she goes, "Shame on you." I've come to it like five times. Dude.
She's hypocritical.
What? She's shame on you.
That's just hot, dude.
Yeah. Shame on who?
Oh, I don't know.
Him for it's masturbating gift, in front dude. Of yeah. the blind side.
Yeah, that's what's happening in my imagination.
The husband thought he was blind, so he was fucking jerking off to him.
He can't see. He's black.
He's black and blind and has diabetes.
He's played by Ray Charles.
You bought one of these and I can't even jerk off in front of it?
He's played by Ray Charles.
Stevie Wonder stars in The Blind Side.
D Madness.
Oh, Lord. Y'all fucked up, dude.
Of course we're fucked up, dude.
That's some soulful singing. Is it because you just watched The Blind Side?
I feel like I'm at the Waffle House. Waffle House on a Sunday. After a real good service.
Turns out he really got blindsided after all, dude.
Even the name was correlated into the whole fucking... Art imitates life, dude. That's what they say.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be honest with you, too. I will watch Blind Side 2.
The Blind Side 2?
Oh, dude. That'd be a good play.
The Blinder Side?
Yeah, I would love to see what happens, like, when this part, they try to make this part, it's like, to Sandra Bullock, he's like, you're a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, it's The Blind Side, but it's a documentary now.
Yeah.
It's not.
Maybe he goes the OJ on him.
You think so?
Yeah, maybe the story's not over. Off.
Cutting somebody's head off is that's
he'll drive away.
Just like splits him up among all splits their body parts up among all the Taco Bells
amongst the meat.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
It's not a bad move.
For 1 week, Taco Bell will taste better.
Is it just me or does this Taco Bell taste like white people?
No flavor.
It's four items. In that entire menu.
Are you complaining about Taco Bell right now?
Yeah. I'm just saying it's not good.
That's true. Thank you.
You're stupid.
You're stupid. You gotta be fucking mindful with them buttons, dude. You gotta watch what you're...
I hit two.
I know you did.
I'm drunk.
I simply got you there.
Simply did it.
Simply did it.
Simply gay.
Come on, man.
Whoa.
Be cool.
Calm down.
My
daughter's right there.
Quarter water ding dongs here, dude. Be cool. Next story. CJ, take us away.
Yeah.
Take us on a magical adventure. What?
From the New York Post.
Ooh. First somebody got a subscription. Somebody turned on notifications.
I'm a hot mom obsessed with my adult daughter. Obsessed with my adult daughter.
What's up with these white women that are obsessed? Like the past.
Let me finish the title.
Sorry, please. Just saying. Last week we talked about an obsessed white woman too.
Pedro,
we did.
Shut the fuck up.
Isn't there a button for that?
Is this a fucking podcast, dude? Why are you talking?
Sorry, dude. You know what? Fuck you guys.
Is this some kind of fucking podcast?
Get out of my fucking house, dude.
You stupid.
All right, so
I'm in danger.
The last line was, "If you date her, you also date me."
Ooh, that's hot.
Oof, that mom's kinky.
The lady last week just knew of her mom's sexual escapades into her later life.
Yeah. This lady wants to be involved.
Yeah.
You can talk now, Pedro.
Pedro?
I don't want to say anything.
He just starts raising his hand.
Gabriela Vigorito.
She's Hispanic. Oh, that's rare.
Has an overbearing mom.
That's not rare at all.
That's not rare at all.
Now circle gets the square. Circle gets the mija.
Getting less rare.
All right, typical Mexican story, actually.
And it's getting in the way of her forming a romantic relationship.
No.
No kidding. The Connecticut-based social media influencer, 23, told needtoknow.co.uk that her mom, Catherine Galasso Figueroa, Pedro. No, go ahead. I'll not finish the sentence.
Is she hot?
Let's take a look. The mom or the daughter?
Both.
Supposedly, they say that people go, oh, they look like sisters. You could be twins.
That's the move. That's how you flirt with them.
What do you guys think? Which one's the mom? Which one's
hard?
The daughter?
It is hard to say.
Hard to say.
I cannot say. They both have got a. This is a joke, right? It's a trick.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the blind side. Sorry.
Oh, they're. I was like, between Sandra Bullock and this black guy, I don't know who I choose.
They look exactly the same.
Exactly the same. It's jarring.
The one's thin and on the hair.
She's
the mom
had to have had surgery, and not smoke Newport cigarettes for 60 years. No. Okay.
You can see it in the neck.
Yeah. You can see, yeah.
Without question, that turkey neck. I mean, and also that the rest of the human being.
Like,
you're clearly an old lady.
I can smell her teeth.
Yeah, dude. I can smell your fucking nasty old lady breath.
Ugh.
No offense to any old ladies that watch the podcast.
Old ladies do love this
That's
podcast.
Our demo.
Yeah.
It's true. My bad.
My bad, old ladies.
Your breath smells great.
And Nostradamus.
You geriatric sons of miracles.
Yeah, do you osteoarthritic fucking hags?
You fucking varicose vein bitch habit. Yeah.
Dude, I won't fuck a girl without a varicose vein.
Saggy titties pointing towards the floor ass bitch ass. Flat ass having.
Yeah. Hose.
My mom is very protective over me, says Gabriela. So it's caused some problems in relationships because she wants me to always be hanging out with her and no one else. Mm-hmm. Your mom's gay, don't you?
Yeah. Your mom wants to fuck you.
Your mom wants to taste that fountain of youth.
This will keep me young.
Your mom's gayer than Obama.
A little horchata coochie.
Gay and sick, dude. Incest and homosexuality.
It's a triple threat.
Sorry, Quatawada. We'll work on getting some on-screen shits for you.
We actually had it, and CJ is too lazy to do it now.
Yeah,
we had it all figured out yet. It was on the laptop, and we Bluetooth to the thing. Me and Pedro did it when he didn't show up for the Titanic. What a great episode!
What a great episode!
The submersive Titanic episode. We did not sink at all in that one. Dude.
Great episode.
I walked in. Pedro walked in and said, "This is gonna be one of the best episodes ever.
Almost as good as my burger."
Trump Tower.
2024. when I have boyfriends, mom says we are in a love triangle.
Oh my god, that is weird.
What she's a horny freak, dude.
What a possessive fucking horny mother. Yeah, she probably hasn't gotten laid in a while.
Yeah,
lay looking off the like pills, that. Catherine.
Looking like that, dude, with a turkey gobble.
Yeah. No shit, dude. That gobbler.
Damn, I got hungry when you said that, dude.
Oh, yeah, we're sisters.
Don't we look like
she looks like she smells like fucking Virginia Slims, and she's like, "Don't we look like sisters?" You're just like,
she's drunk.
Yeah,
she's holding
totally
her daughter for support.
Yeah.
Gabriela!
Fucking.
Oh, so this is who we're dating now?
Look, we're the same. They dress the same. They wear the same clothes out.
Damn. Looks like the daughter is in a conservatorship.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Or just being held hostage.
This is one of those things where, like, the daughter's about to kill the mom.
Oh, yeah.
We're, like, months away from.
Yeah, dude.
But the thing is, the mom's been plotting killing her for a long time, too. You can see the look in her eyes that she wants to kill her daughter.
To get with the boyfriend.
Word.
That's going to happen.
That's how love triangles always end.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to come.
I'm going to come.
I'm going to come.
I'm going to come.
Jump Burger 2024.
I walked in and said, I'm going to come.
And this is going to make me come.
What are you, her daughter?
You two look like sisters. I'm going to come on you.
I walked in, I said, oh, wow, you guys are sisters.
You look just like her, you old drunk bat.
I'd love to meet your mother. I need to meet somebody my age.
Gabriella 23 also believes that her prospective paramour.
Gabriella 23, what'd you get? I'm 22.
I thought you were going to say prostate before.
Also believes that her prospective paramours are intimidated due to her mom's youthful good
no.
looks. That ain't it, dog. Yeah,
that's not it.
Your mom's gay, dude.
Look, I want. Gabrielle, believe me, I love you.
Gabrielle, I've loved you from the moment I saw
your
you.
Your mom gets my dick so hard it makes me uncomfortable because I have sexual fantasies about your mother constantly. So I cannot stay in a relationship with you.
Every time I think about you, I see her.
And I hear her come and say my name. I'm sorry, I just can't do this anymore. But please, no, Nick.
Every time she gives me a drink, I wake up the next morning all of a sudden. Chafed and gay.
I wake up, I'm not sure if it's you or your mom.
You guys look so much alike.
Are you twin sisters?
She's 33 years older, which means she is 56, and she looks every day at it.
Oh, yeah. She's living, yeah, dog years.
Catherine is a former Miss. The mom is a former Miss Connecticut USA winner.
There it is.
The mom is?
And there it is. That's where she stopped growing.
Yep.
Yep.
She stopped maturing.
She peaked there and she wanted to stay there.
Yep. I remember she was 19 when she won it. Oh.
Still too old.
And too used.
And too used at 19.
Yeah, she probably already had that neck.
Oh, she was used.
Those neck wrinkles.
She was used. She was a couple blindsiders, if you know what I mean.
You might need a couple of them for sure. To get with that.
Let me get a couple.
Dude, that lady looks like she's got no more marrow in her bone.
Yeah, dude. Anyways, my siblings don't like it, and they won't join in at all. We call them the Simple Sisters. They don't like the fact triangle. That they dress the same.
You don't
that
like
they're
that.
Totally codependent on one another.
They're overbearing.
The Simple Sisters yeah. like that.
Hell yeah,
Simple Sisters.
Oh, that would have been a good show.
That would have been
yeah.
One.
Each of you has got a Mister. Anyways, they don't.
You don't even share your boyfriends with mom and dress like her. You guys are simple.
You guys care about her at all? Yeah, dude.
Simple as hell, dude. Gross.
They don't support mom and me matching, but they do support my social media endeavors and modeling career.
Ooh,
that's what this is all about. That's what this is all about.
Well, you should see that as a sign that they are healthy and you know that they're on the right track.
She's probably the youngest sister too.
So this is what the daughter's modeling career has produced.
Is that the mom or the daughter? All right.
Okay. Next.
Fine.
Decent.
Mid.
Ugh, here's mom and daughter. It's just so obvious that she's like wine drunk and fucking.
Yeah. So much
high
Botox.
On Adderall,
the mom
dude.
Has my body.
To my future boyfriends.
Damn. If you date me, you will date my mom.
She falls asleep at 5:30 every day. Don't even worry about it.
She fucking pops some
dating her, but she's awake.
A bottle of wine.
She's awake for a window of maybe 2 hours a day.
She'll make us breakfast, and sometimes she'll kiss you when she's drunk.
That's really it.
You okay with that?
Get over it.
Get over it.
Quit being a
freaking fruit basket, dude.
Yeah, if you can't handle me with my mom, then you can't handle me
with my dad.
You think my mom's overbearing?
I want to see what my dad does.
Yeah, dude. I feel like the dad is like a...
There's no dad,
that's third
dude.
Base.
There's no dad.
There's a dad. He's just like a, you know, he like... Fills out the,
you know what it's gonna
lazy
be
lazy boy lounger.
He's gonna end up killing all of them.
There's a dad, but he's in a mobility scooter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You think so?
I think so.
Yeah, when he shops at Target, he's a mobility scooter too.
Yeah.
Those are so sad, dude.
He's just so like sad. Completely given up.
I said, that's so sad.
That's not a man.
If you can walk on your own 2 feet, you're not a man.
Yeah, like Disney World, dude. The mountain roller scooters. It's just, it is sickening.
I used to grab those just for fun and do my shopping in those.
Because you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
End of story.
That's
all, folks. the end of that, folks.
Yeah.
What a story. Wow.
Yeah.
So it just ends like that. Her relationship is ruined because of her mom love triangle.
Wow. She just has a crazy mom and that's it.
It's hard but out she's, there. Like you said, she's codependent too.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah, she's been abused.
Or else she'd be a simple sister.
Her mom definitely fingered her.
You think so?
100%, dude. There's no way she did.
You think so?
Is that why you're so codependent? How could she not have?
Find out next week.
We watch fingering videos.
We will watch old home videos.
Bring in the real.
I found some VHSs.
Here we go on the mountain trail, the mountain trail, the mountain trail. Here comes the butthole trail. Lives on Blueberry Lane. Twinkle, twinkle, you're gonna come CJ, I'm playing with Pink your balls.
Jesus Christ, dude.
I'm in danger.
In the words of Norm MacDonald, sing like no one's listening, dance like no one's watching, love like you've never been hurt, and fuck like a goddamn retard.
Oh, damn. That's good advice.
I got that tattooed, actually.
I got that tattooed, actually.
I got that.
We were about to fucking roll out smooth, Pedro. God damn it.
Something.
Oh, was it really? How far in are we?
Raise your goddamn hand.
Sorry, Teach.
Are you free? Sorry, Pedro.
No, right, we're just clowning.
I love you,
dude.
Buddy.
Yeah, whatever, dude. Get out of my house.
I love you, buddy.
Leave immediately. Yeah, he's got one margarita in him, dude.
Amor.
E.
Paz. We'll see you next week, folks.
I'm in danger.